Are you ready or what?
Why don't you switch on the radio?
Give the people what they want and they go away happy.
It's the opposite of fabulous. You know what I'm saying? It's a synonym of ridiculous.
Okay, I get it. I ain't pleasant to look at.
Or listen to.
Or be with.
How do we allow them to have a radio station?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your host.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
It's showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Hey, good morning. It is the Joe and Alex Show, 619 here on Radio Now 100.9. Today, wow, kind of felt like fall. It's not going to be hanging around that long, but it was chilly when I walked out my door. Mostly sunny, high of 78 today. Now, Friday, it's going to be cloudy. There's a chance of rain, probably not storms, but some rain coming down later in the evening and a high of around 76. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. You know, sometimes I just go through life and it occurs to me that maybe radio isn't what I'm going to do forever.
Well, okay. Why?
Yesterday, I just went into a YouTube spiral and it just reignited the flames in my heart to be a professional YouTube vlogger.
Okay, hold on. Okay. I've had that happen on Facebook where I go down like the deep hole of videos. I'm like, this isn't even related to the other one, but okay, I'm going to watch it. Explain how you're considering getting out of radio and becoming a professional YouTuber. What happened?
First, the Egyptian, my boyfriend, needs to put a baby in me, or maybe 12, because we're not going to have an interesting conversation on YouTube unless I've got like a ton of kids running around with laundry baskets on their head. And
so you need a marriage proposal when he comes back from Italy.
I do. So Okay. We need to have babies first. That's the first step to becoming a interesting and entertaining family vlogger on YouTube.
Now, I know you're very conservative and you want to wait till you're married, but let me give you an option, something to consider. For this.
Scandal's a good way to get publicity for this thing?
Well, I know you're waiting till you're married to actually hook up, but look at Teen Mom. I don't think any of them were married before they had their babies, and
they're
doing quite well, at least financially, the ones that make it on the show.
Speaking of Teen Mom, my friend Lauren was at American Idol Live last night.
Woo!
At the Marat, and she texts me. She's like, Alex, you're never going to believe who's sitting right by me. I'm like, who? She says, Leah from Teen Mom and her stepmom, Christina. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you have to turn around. You have to tell them that I am Leah's biggest fan, that I'm obsessed with that show, that I know their whole family. You know, what is my number one goal been since we've lived here for the last 2 years?
You want to have Amber from Teen Mom in studio.
Yes, I want to have Amber on the show. I want to meet all of them. I want to become best friends with them. Christina's a sweetheart. I love them both. I'm not necessarily Team Christina or Team Amber. I see both sides. And so I was so excited. I was like, Lauren, you have to turn around and ask for a picture and say it's for me and tell them that Alex from the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9 is a massive fan. And she goes, Alex, I am not doing that. She is a child.
I wouldn't do that either. That's
weird.
And I
said, what do you mean she's a child? She's a famous person. She's been on TV for like her entire life.
Right.
And she said, no, it's creepy if it's a child. It doesn't matter if they're a celebrity. I said, no, it is not. If they're a celebrity, it's on limits. So I ended up putting a Twitter poll on my Twitter at YoAlexRaps with a Z last night for people to vote. If you think that it's weird to ask a child celebrity for a picture, I don't think it is. Their parents obviously have them in the spotlight for a reason.
I don't consider them a celebrity, though.
I do.
I think that's a little creepy.
If people know who you are, then you're a celebrity.
I don't know, though. It depends on how they know you. Like, how you became a celebrity.
Even the weirdest people that are considered, the people say like the Kardashians aren't celebrities, but like, yes, they are. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
right. That's like the same thing. If you're saying like it's what you did to become a celebrity, then technically the Kardashians would not be considered celebrities, even though they're like the biggest celebrities.
They
on
are
the
now, but
right
like
now.
If you track it back to how they became a celebrity, it's because, Chris released her daughter's sex tape for sure.
Right. But they're still celebrities.
But a kid on an MTV show, to me, like, I have no interest in that. But I guess to you, that's a celebrity.
Some of the Teen Mom kids, I would argue, are not celebrities because they've only been on like two episodes or one season. But the OG squad, like Caitlin, Macy, Amber, Farrah, which is no longer there.
Still the point of your friend. Like, no, nobody's going to take a picture for you. That's just weird.
Why not? So now I'm sad because you know what? I keep hearing this, that people tell me they've seen Amber, they've seen Leah, they've seen Gary all around town. I did see Gary once.
Thank God.
Through a window, and I did wave at him, but that was it.
Guess what?
What?
One of Joel Daddy's clients is a Teen Mom.
Who?
Which one?
I forget which one, but she's on like the new Teen Mom.
Oh,
so
snap.
It's not one of the OGs.
Wow. So,
oh, I think
so
there
famous.
Isn't there a new Teen Mom from Greenwood?
Don't look at me. I don't know any of that stuff. Was Indiana the hub for underage girls getting pregnant?
I mean, pretty much.
Is that the hot spot now?
Well,
that
there's
we know?
Nothing else to do around here, so that's the only thing teens have to do. They go to barn parties and field parties, and then they hook up.
If you want to get famous, Alex, maybe you need to either get married in the next couple of months, but like have a baby, get impregnated before the holiday season, or you just have to give up that whole idea of waiting till marriage.
Or I can just become friends with Amber, and then I can just be on Teen Mom with her as her friend.
Yeah, that's an option, totally.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Liam Payne and Rita Ora were spotted getting close and very personal behind the scenes of a VMAs concert, even though they're both in relationships. Liam and Rita were spotted backstage dancing and chatting closely to each other. There's video of Liam with his arms draped over Rita's shoulders as she stood in front of him. They were even seen whispering in each other's ears as they swayed to the music, but they didn't kiss.
Oh, well, then that don't count, right? You can dance with somebody else.
Mm.
I mean, come on, you're dancing.
It seems a little close.
Were they grinding or were they dancing?
It sounds like could have been both.
Oh, okay.
CBS and Warner Brothers TV made the decision to end Big Bang Theory. They're saying that it's going to end in 2019 because star Jim Parsons was ready to walk away from the hit sitcom. With a reported salary near $1 million per episode, Parsons and his four original co-stars, Kaley Cuoco, Johnny Galecki, I don't know how to say it, Kunal Nayar, and Simon Helberg, stood to make more than $50 million, including profits, if he agreed to stay on for two more years. But apparently Parsons was ready to say goodbye, so next spring's 12th final season will be the finale of the Big Bang Theory, and that will mark the end of the longest-running multi-camera series in TV history.
Wow. I was going to say, like, I know there's a lot of seasons. I've caught an episode here and there. It's funny, but I don't know. Maybe I'll try to watch that from the beginning.
And Kevin Spacey, more bad news for him. The L.A. County District Attorney is investigating another sexual assault case involving actor Kevin Spacey. A rep for the District Attorney's Office said that they received a sexual assault case from the L.A. County Sheriff's Department this week. The rep offered up no details on when the alleged event happened or who the victim is. And Oprah has just come out with something exciting, a brand new line of frozen pizza with a cauliflower crust. Oprah's brand, called Oh, That's Good, now includes frozen pizza with a crust that's one-third cauliflower. The new 11-inch pies come in five cheese, uncured pepperoni, supreme, and fire-roasted veggie flavors. The pizzas cost $6.99 each and are now available in stores.
Now, hold on. What's the crust made out of?
Cauliflower.
Say that again.
Cauliflower.
Oh.
Am I saying it wrong?
I think you are. My personal opinion, it's cauliflower, right?
Yeah, cauliflower.
Oh, I say cauliflower.
Well, you also don't eat it. So.
That's right, and I don't eat it, so you can't really blame me there, can you?
Well, cauliflower.
That is the garbage.
Thank you, Alex. Need to know news here on the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9. A pro gamer, guy's name is Doug Martin. He lost a Call of Duty tournament. You ever heard of Call of Duty? It's a pretty big game, kind of like a war game. You go there, multiplayer stuff. And
yeah, I've heard of Call of Duty, but have you heard of Doug?
No, what's that?
It's just a song.
Oh, okay. He ended up dumping his girlfriend to train for the tournament. The guy from New York said he has no regrets dumping the woman, described as the sexiest weather girl in the world. She's actually beautiful. He broke with her right before his Call of Duty championship practice got serious. He also broke up with her because of distance in their relationship. That would make sense. He's living in New York. She lives in Mexico City. After losing the championship, he tweeted, "I don't want her back. I'm focused on my game. I don't understand why any guy, I love video games, but I don't understand why you would dump your girl because you're that focused on a game."
That, my friends, is what we call a nerd.
A rich nerd, though. He makes a lot of money, like, doing the professional video gaming stuff, apparently.
Ugh, I could never.
This is kind of cool. You can see the picture up on RadioNowIndy.com. A rainbow appeared during a moment of silence for Aretha Franklin. This happened in Detroit during the little tribute they had there at Detroit Tigers Stadium. Fans were greeted with an incredible sight. A rainbow filled the sky over Comerica Park, and the Tigers tweeted out the photo, and it said, you can see the word respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, right up on their big wall, and it's just absolutely incredible. She died, obviously, last week at the age of 76. She will be laid to rest August 31st. At a private ceremony in her hometown. But it's one of those moments where it's like, wow, she must be right there. Because just a beautiful rainbow going right over the big kind of scoreboard digital thing they had.
instead of R-E-S-P-E-C-T, it's R-O-Y-G-B-I-V.
What is it?
R-O-Y-G-B-I-V.
Roy G. Biv.
Roy G. Biv.
Rainbow colors.
Huh? Whenever people talk about rainbows, you say Roy G. Biv. That's how you remember the order colors. Of the colors of the rainbow.
I've never heard that in my
what?
Life. Say it again.
You must have failed through elementary school.
No, I did really good until about sixth grade.
R-O-Y-G-B-I-V.
Roy G. Biv. Yeah. Red, orange, yellow.
No, I understand the color. I
blue,
swear
indigo,
to God,
violet.
I never heard that before in my life. I heard that, like, that thing for the planets, like my very, you know, like the mother thing to remember for like Mars, Venus, Earth, like the different planets in order.
Uh-huh.
I remember that, but I've never heard that R-S-P-E-C-T take on a rainbow colors in my life.
No one has done the R-E-S-P-E-C-T take on it. I just did, because you're talking about a rainbow over Aretha Franklin.
Well, then no wonder I'm like, what the hell are you talking about?
But you've never heard of Roy G. Biv?
Never.
Okay, well, yeah, that's what you need to know. Then you would get the joke. So we just went around and around. We tried it. It was brilliant. It was honestly brilliant.
Has anybody else ever heard of that before? Am I the only one that had never heard of that in my life?
Everyone knows Roy G. Biv.
I swear, I never, ever heard of that in my time on this earth. Okay, and a new study found that women can make a pretty accurate prediction on how rich or how much money a guy has just by looking at his face for a few seconds. Do you think that's
how
true?
How much money?
Yes. Here, I'll break it down some more for you. Apparently, men do not have the same ability that women do. So I guess the way that women are able to do this, according to researchers, they say that women could tell how attractive the guy is, how his skin looks, and what they see in his eyes. So they're saying that's how women could tell, you know, maybe more confidence, more money. Maybe he eats a better diet, overall just a healthier lifestyle. That's how they're saying they can tell. And I guess according to these researchers, the women were pretty accurate with the sample of men that were given to them.
Yeah, I think I can tell.
Yeah, I think I can kind of give a pretty good guess.
Really? So, looking at me,
mm-hmm.
What do you think?
You're broke AF.
Pretty accurate right there. Pretty accurate. And the final story today for Joe's Need to Know News is this viral video. You can check it out. It is so cute at radio90.com. This couple, they're up there. They're about to do the final thing of the wedding ceremony where they kiss each other. And there's a kid kind of towards the front row, and he's not having any of this. Listen to what he says.
Were they kissing?
Yeah, they did their big kiss right there. And honestly, Alex, it sounded like something you would have said right here.
Sounds like he says, oh my gosh, ew.
He's like, oh, that's so gross. What are you doing? That's Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show. So we got some pretty cool prizes going on right now for you. First of all, you got a chance to win tickets to see Miguel. Oh, he's such a hottie, girl. And we're also going to get you qualified. If you do win today, you get to go see, you know, this girl. She looks incredible. I mean, she's talented, but I can't get over, like, have you seen J-Lo's abs?
Her abs?
Yes, her stomach.
Uh-huh.
What did you think I said?
It doesn't matter.
How dare you? I would never say that. I'm sure that's nice, too, but what an incredible, incredible performer, talented person. You could possibly see her, too, if you win right now. We're going to play the Song Separator, and we've got a couple of people that want to play the game.
Song Separator game, a.k.a. Song Soup.
Yeah, go make your head explode. Kim, calling in from Fishers. Do you want to be on Team Alex or Team Live the Web Girl today?
Team Alex.
All Woo-hoo! Right, cool. Yay. So we got Kim and we got Alex. Let's see here. We'll lock you in there. And let's go to Caitlin on the south side. You're on Team Yay. Live today.
Okay.
All right, cool. Make sure you're quiet in the background. Let's go over the rules real quick.
Learn your rules. You better learn your rules. If you don't, you'll be eaten in your sleep.
All right, Alex and Liv, you need to listen and to the song I'm about to play and tell me the two bands that were put together. Artists only, nothing. I don't care about the title. I want
to
know
the artists.
Are
we writing this down?
Yes, I will finish the rules right here. Listen to the clip, write down your answer, then you're going to show me your answer when I want to see it. You get 1 point if you're correct. Most points at the end wins. In the event of a tie, I will have a one-song sudden death clip. It's that serious.
Okay.
Well, they're not even looking at each other anymore. Wow, ladies, it doesn't have to get that serious.
Competition is fierce.
Jeez. Okay, are we ready for our first song here for Song Separator?
Yes.
Listen closely. Okay. It looks like you both wrote something down right there. Alex, yep. Can I see your answer? I see Ariana Grande and Linkin Park. Live the Web Girl wrote Linkin Park and Ariana Grande, which are both correct. Wow. Okay. We're doing good so far. By the way, Kim and Caitlin, feel free to cheer on your teammate and laugh at the other person if they get it wrong, because you're trying to win. All right. Let's see if we can stump them here with this next song. Your love, was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. I'm coming now, follow my lead. Mm-hmm. Alex has been done for a while. Liv has got her hand on her chin.
Are you stuck?
I'm a little stuck. I'm so bad at this game.
Liv the Web Girl, I'll go to you first. What two artists was that? I see Ed Sheeran and Maroon 5, and I've got to let you know, Liv.
I know it's not Maroon 5.
Yeah, Ed Sheeran is correct. Alex, maybe you had the right answer with Camila Cabello, which is correct.
Yes.
Alex and Kim have taken a one-song lead. It's okay, though. This last song right here, Anything Could Happen. Now, if Alex gets this right, she wins. If Liv gets it right, she ties it up. Let's see what can happen here. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Liv's bobbing her head. Uh-oh, Liv's grabbing her hair. Alex is riding.
I know the song of one of them and not the artist.
All right, I think I got this.
Let me go to Alex first. Okay. Alex, if you get this, you win the game.
Liv go first.
No, Alex,
hey!
No,
we're taking turns. Alex, I'm sorry, but it is your turn.
Yeah,
no writing, I'm watching. What did you write down there, Alex? You wrote down Queen and Jump Around, which is technically right, but not for the way the game works.
I know.
Do you know who does Jump Around?
Wait, let me do it.
Liv, who is it? Did I just see Queen and Crisscross?
Yes.
No, that's not.
Oh my gosh.
That's not right. This is a different Jump Around.
You're
getting Jump Around confused with Jump Jump.
You were like, jump, jump. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah, wrong
wiggity,
song.
Wiggity, wiggity, wiggity,
whack. I'm so annoying.
I can't think of who sings Jump Around.
Does anybody on the phone know who sings Jump Around?
I don't know.
No.
House of
That's
Pain.
Right. I knew that. I totally knew that.
Which means that our winner today is Alex and Kim.
Team Fishers. Right. I live in Fishers too.
All right.
I like the boo. I like the boo.
I'm sorry, Caitlin.
It's okay.
Hey, Caitlin, you have a good day. Thank you so much for listening to the Joe and Alex show.
Sucks to suck.
Hey,
oh
come on.
God.
It wasn't that bad.
So rude.
It is the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. So Al Sharpton, earlier this week, he messed up spelling respect in regards to Aretha Franklin.
So in the words of my late friend Aretha Franklin, show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
Now, that's funny to me, but I can't spell, so I'm not going to act like I can go without any criticism, but I guess there's clips out there of him messing up a lot of stuff, and it looks like he's struggling to read off his teleprompter on his TV show. So would you like to hear some of his struggles on the teleprompter?
I mean, it'd be rude not to.
All right, check this out.
But resist, we much. We must.
They're all jitty about a shutdown.
I don't even know what that means,
giddy.
Al.
They're all giddy.
Oh.
Tortoise in the race.
Tortoise.
Tortoise?
That sounds French.
Tortisa.
Then co-author of Hubris. U2 lead singer Bono.
I don't even know what he's saying.
U2 lead singer Bono. Or Bono.
How do you mess that up?
Yeah, that's
Well, I mean,
that's
to be fair,
awkward.
We mess stuff up all the time. Do you think he knows who U2 is or Bono?
You have to. They're one of, like, the biggest bands of all time.
You would say that, but I don't know. There's things that you would assume people know that they just don't know.
Also, you say we mess stuff up. I think you mean you mess
up. Oh, no.
I'm just
you
kidding.
Two are constantly saying things weird, too.
I know. I'm kidding.
Fran Drescher.
Fran Drescher?
How do you know what he's saying?
Well, I saw the
video. I guess it takes one to know one. You're the interpreter.
I saw the video. Hey, listen to yourself in the garbage. You've messed up quite a few names.
No, I stumble on my words and stuff, and there are a few names, and I say openly, I don't know how to pronounce this, but as far as this stuff, this is, like, really bad.
Sigourney Weaver.
I don't know. It just sounds like gibberish.
Sigourney Weaver.
Oh. See, you're the interpreter.
Jahar Sanayev Rush Limbaugh.
Okay.
Rush Limbaugh is a famous conservative commentator on the radio. Got a huge show across the country. And he's talking about him in several of these stories coming up. And listen to him. He can't say Rush Limbaugh.
Rush Limbaugh.
Limbaugh?
Yeah, Limbaugh.
The show Rush Limbaugh.
What?
And he changes the name every time he's doing it.
Kim Kardashian.
Okay. That's the most famous name on the planet.
Yes.
Do you think it's kind of like Ron Burgundy, where it's like somebody changes the teleprompter because he reads it exactly how it is?
I don't think they have to.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
During an interview, Ariana Grande talked about when she will be marrying Pete Davidson.
No, we're going to, like, take our time to plan it. We've been, like, planning, and my friends and I, my mom and everybody have been, like, brainstorming and sharing ideas and stuff, and it's really fun. Like, I work so much, I've never, like, spent this much time or energy, like, planning something personal that, like, feeds my soul so much in my heart. I'm gonna cry. I'm just so excited. But, like, it's sick. It's really fun. But no, it's not soon. It's gonna be, like, next year.
She also talked about how she knows Pete's the one.
I mean, it's just like a feeling, you know? That's so cheesy. Like, people are always like, when you know, you know. And you're like, oh, yeah, whatever, okay. Yeah, for sure.
What makes him your soulmate?
You just feel it, you know? I just ticks every box and just gets better every day. And I'm very grateful for him.
Very
life
grateful.
Life is beautiful.
Ben Affleck is headed back to rehab after his estranged wife Jennifer Garner staged an intervention. Sources say Garner went to Affleck's home yesterday to sit down with him, begging him to get help. The sources say that the Justice League actor fell off the wagon a while ago and has gotten progressively worse. And after the meeting with Garner, Affleck agreed to check back into rehab. That poor girl is always picking up the pieces for him. It's just so sad. The biggest movie in America is getting a sequel! Woo!
Biggest movie in America.
Smack side of guns. The follow-up to Crazy Rich Asians is already in the works, with the original producers and writers already on board. The comedy took in over $26 million this past weekend to open in first place. I said it before on the show. I said it on Monday, but if you missed it, please go see this movie. It is, I would say, a rom-com, but then a rom-drom also. So it's like a romantic comedy.
Rom-com-drom? Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
Rom-com-drom. Rom-com-drom. So
rom-com-drom.
It's a romantic comedy drama, okay? It's so good.
You think I'd like it if I went with Lindsay?
Yeah.
All right, maybe
it's
I'll
really
take her.
Good. It's really good. Everyone should go see it. And Pink stopped her concert in Australia to hug a young teen who recently lost her mom. According to the teen, she and her mom planned to see the show together, but before they could go, her mom passed away. The teen's aunt decorated posters for them to wave around in hopes that Pink would see them, and she did. The audience made way for the teen and the aunt to see Pink in the front row. Pink ended up hugging the teen as the teen was crying and told her it's going to be all right and signed her hand. Isn't that great?
I saw that video and it's so touching.
I just got goosebumps.
Yeah, that is the garbage.
Thank you very much, Alex. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. And you can join in the conversation today for Ask Alex by calling in at 317-239-1009. We're talking to Megan, who is the cousin of Liv the Web Girl and is currently going through something, Alex, that is something that a lot of couples struggle with, especially women. And I guess we can say, first of all, good morning, Megan. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Why don't you tell everybody what's going on with you right now and what you're going through?
Yeah, sure. So my husband and I, we've been on our fertility journey for a little over 5 years now. And, you know, 5 years ago, like many people, we thought that, okay, when we're ready to have kids, like it's just going to happen. And we've obviously found out that's not always the case. And about a year after trying on our own, we decided, you know, that we needed help, right? So we went to go see a reproductive endocrinologist. We did countless tests, you know, from blood tests to ultrasounds. Everything came back normal. So we kind of jumped right in, and I was kind of weary about doing IVF. Didn't want to do the shots, so I jumped into hormone therapy. So it's taking a pill, and we did a couple of procedures called IUI, which is like an intrauterine insemination, which basically people call it the turkey baster method.
Okay, I appreciate that description, because that's how I understand it. Now, we appreciate you for sharing all this. What for me, I'm very interested in knowing this. I've had friends that have done IVF, but with the hormone thing, what for that attempt, what are they trying to do, to, I guess, to make it? Is that to like release an egg? I don't know much. My mom told me that the baby's come out of the belly button. So
no, for this, I mean, for the IUI part, it's just a pill, and you're trying to, you know, stimulate your egg production, and they try to assist you along that way.
Gotcha.
We tried a lot of different things. I ended up having surgery, and I was diagnosed with a disease called endometriosis. Mm. So unfortunately, you know, people know it as like a painful period, but it's a lot more involved, and it can be painful and cause a lot of other issues like digestive issues and pain throughout the month. But basically, all in all, we tried a lot of different crazy things, again, to avoid IVF, like everything from diet to acupuncture and ovulation tests, like all kinds of different things. But it did ultimately, and this is what I've been doing this past year and a half, is doing IVF, which is the more invasive part, right? Like that's the in vitro fertilization. That's when, you know, you're giving yourself shots every day. And I actually, like, you know, I was totally wanted to avoid this, but we knew ultimately, like, when you're desperate and you'll try anything, like you just do it. Mm-hmm. And it was funny because the first time, you know, I was even sitting across on the counter that morning, like ready to give my first shot. You know, my husband, I'm a control freak, so I wanted to do it myself. And my husband was, you know, kind of standing across from us. And, you know, I see him kind of leaning over and getting like white in the face and like breathing kind of heavy.
It's freaking him out a little bit, like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it totally does. Like it's a big deal. And he was literally about to pass out. And I was just like, are you kidding me? Like, go sit down and put your head on your knees. Like, I got this. And, but no, IVF is really, it's really invasive. At the height of it last year, I was doing like 5 shots a day. And that's where, that's a multiple step process. So the shots help stimulate multiple eggs. So now we're no longer just dealing with one egg. We're trying to get as many eggs as possible.
Have any of the eggs been able to, I don't know what the right terminology is, been able to be fertilized at all yet or no?
Yeah, so I did 2 rounds of egg stimulation, and you know, through the whole process, we were able to get 3 viable embryos, which isn't a lot for someone my age. But again, just dealing with endometriosis, that was kind of our reality and what we were dealing with. And then the next step of the process after the egg stimulation is what they call the frozen transfer. And we did that back in February with 2 embryos. Unfortunately, you know, that did not end well. And now we're kind of just, you know, in the midst of everything. We have one final remaining embryo that we're, you know, just doing everything, doing all the preparations to make sure that we give this embryo the best kind of fighting chance.
Yeah, the best possibility. It is the Joe. Yeah. It's the Joe and Alex show, and the voice you're hearing right now on the phone is actually Live the Web Girl's cousin. Her name is Megan. Her and her husband for 5 years now have been trying pretty much anything to conceive a child, and now they're going through IVF, and it's incredible to hear your story. I just want to let people know, if they're tuning in, like what they're hearing, and it's Ask Alex today. So you're down to one thing left then.
Yeah, and that's what we're getting ready for. And obviously, you know, kind of however that ends up, I think I would love to hear too kind of what from other listeners, like what their experience has been, but also kind of when did you know, like when is enough, or, you know, when you have to look at maybe some other options, like adoption.
Interesting. Okay.
Well, go ahead.
317-239-1009. If you are somebody that has struggled with infertility, when did you decide, you know what, I think that I have given this my absolute best shot. Me and my partner have given it our best shot. And so now it's time to start considering adoption. 317-239-1009. We're going to try to get some help for Megan.
Yeah, Megan, hang on the line. And once again, thank you so much, because I'm sure you know this, but maybe not, because obviously I bet you don't call the radio shows every day. But thank you so much for sharing this with our listeners, too, and a lot of other women and husbands and couples out there realizing, hey, we're not alone. Because for whatever reason, couples blame themselves as if, like, something's wrong with me.
What has the emotional roller coaster been like for you? Can you walk us through the emotions of now knowing that you only have one egg left?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a lot of pressure. And it's, you know, you want to make sure that you are doing absolutely everything that you can. And you know, it's not just your body, right? It's totally like mind, body, spirit, like making sure that everything is perfect. So that you're giving, you know, this embryo that's your child, you know, the best the best possible chance. And I do think it's just so important that women, that couples, you know, don't go through this alone. You're not alone, and that you're not suffering in silence.
All right, Megan, we want you to hang on. We got tons of people calling in right now. You said you pretty much tried everything that you know of and could think of.
Even acupuncture.
Yeah, I mean, it's
incredible. Oh, yeah.
What are the things, again, real quick, rattle off for everybody just tuning in, that you've tried before you're now going through IVF? What have you tried? Acupuncture? What else?
Yeah, no, I mean, I've done the IUI, the intrauterine insemination. I've had 2 surgeries for endometriosis. I've done acupuncture.
Wow.
I did a strict diet for 18 months, and now we're doing IVF.
I can't even do a diet for a month.
And you have, do you say you have one egg left or one embryo left?
I have one embryo left.
Okay, and so right now what Megan is dealing with is, let's just say worst case scenario, this embryo does not take. When does she consider adoption? When is that what she needs to start seriously considering? How long do you keep trying all of these different things?
All right, let's say good morning to Amanda on the South Side. You're on the Joe and Alex Show with us and Liv the Web Girl's cousin, Megan.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I just wanted to call in and just say, Megan, I am young. I just started my, you know, infertility journey. And so I just really wanted to let you know that I find it inspiring, you know, everything that you've gone through. And thank you for letting everyone know that they're not alone, because it really is a hard struggle and a hard journey.
Oh, well, thank you. And it definitely is. And I think, you know, like I said, just too many people struggle in silence. Or, you know, there are, I know in my early days, I would just spend like sleepless nights going crazy with the Google search. And
oh, yeah, definitely.
Totally go down the rabbit hole. So I just think it's important.
But yeah, I'm sorry I don't have any advice for you, but I just wanted to let you know that, you know, I find it brave that you were able to come on the radio, and thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Amanda, thank you for calling in and listening to the Joe and Alex Show. Bradley is in Fishers this morning, and you actually kind of are going through the same thing. What's happening?
Yeah, I actually wanted to say more vote to continue trying. My wife and I had gone through this pretty much the exact same thing. We did not take as far as acupuncture, but we moved from Arizona even back to Indiana. So we tried different doctors, different areas, and we actually had success with a last-ditch effort, and we just celebrated our son's one-year birthday.
Woo-hoo! Wow, that's awesome. Wow. Did they do anything different, Bradley? Because, once again, I'm in the dark here. Like you said, last-ditch effort. Did you just try the same thing again, or did you try, like, a different approach to have your son?
Yeah, so the approach that works for us, and, I mean, if you want, I can message off air or whatever we actually use, but the approach that worked for us is my wife found out what was causing it. She had PCOS, which was basically releasing eggs like super, super early. So we used the approach. It was like IUI, but it's actually a drug that they use to assist cancer patients when they're in remission to get pregnant. That combined with the other usual IVF type of drugs that help get the female's hormones where they're supposed to be to keep an egg. That's what was successful with us. That was not a traditional approach, but that's how we had success.
Yeah, I think, or if anybody else has advice, if you don't mind messaging us, that'd be great.
Megan, Tasha wrote on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9, and wants to know if you've ever thought about having a gestational carrier.
You know, we kind of haven't gotten to that point. We've thought about it a little bit, and that you know, we feel like we kind of need to see this one final embryo through, and then who knows after that, right? Like, mm-hmm. again, when you get to that point of you're just so desperate for a child, you know that your identity would be a mom.
Sure.
You'll do anything. So
do you
absolutely,
think,
I think.
Do you think you'd ever be so desperate to let Liv be the one to carry the baby?
All right.
I'm sure she would.
I don't think she would. I don't know about Liv.
Oh, let's say good morning to Christy on the South Side. Hey, Christy, thanks for calling in this morning. What's your advice or what do you want to say?
Yeah, good morning, guys. First of all, I just want to say thank you for sharing your story. My infertility struggle started about 15 years ago. And my now ex-husband, we went through all of the same struggles. I have PCOS. And so daily shots in my stomach, hormones, obviously timed, you know, meetings with your spouse, all of that, all that stuff. Yeah. It quite possibly is the most heartbreaking thing I've ever been through in my life. You feel like a total failure that as a woman, your body was created to produce a child. And when you can't, it's heartbreak month after month. So what we did towards the end of our journey is decided, hey, we can either spend literally tens of thousands of dollars on IVF, which is no guarantee, or we can take the money and pursue adoption. So we worked with an adoption agency locally in Indianapolis and wanted to be paired with an infant. And our birth mom chose us, and she was born on a Wednesday almost 12 years ago. We were able to meet her birth mom, and we took her home from the hospital when she was 3 days old.
Wow.
And, yep, and I have to just say that we did adopt interracially. My daughter is Black, and my ex-husband and I are both Caucasian, so we just decided that we wanted to be parents so bad that we weren't going to discriminate against a child who needed a home. And we have been eternally blessed and changed the lives not only of us, but our family and our friends, and opened the mind of so many people that you can be parents a lot of different ways, and it does not take DNA.
That's
wow.
great.
Thank you, Christy, for calling in.
And Jennifer on Twitter says, my husband and I was on the fertility journey for 6 years with countless failed IUIs and IVFs. It finally took, and now we have a 2.5-year-old little girl. Hang in there. You're not alone.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's absolutely incredible. Once again, if you're just tuning in, it's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now 100.9. And Live the Web Girl's cousin, Megan, is on the phone. Megan, thank you so much for calling in here and sharing your whole journey over the past 5 years of trying to conceive a child. And we're definitely going to be praying for you, hoping that this last little embryo here works out for you too. And
absolutely,
and thank you though. I mean, we can't get to all the calls. I feel so bad, but you have, and you just make, I don't know if the word's inspire, but so many people can relate to what you and your husband are going through.
Yep.
Thank you again for coming on the show and sharing that.
No, thank you guys for giving me the opportunity, and you know, thank you also just for all the people sharing their stories. You know, those are all just such examples of hope for us. So thank you guys.
Awesome, Megan. You have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. You never realize stuff when you're going through it. Sometimes you feel like you're the only person in the world, and you're pretty much wrong. You know, like there's a lot of other people going through it. And I'm so glad Megan, once again, your cousin, Liv the Web Girl, called in today.
Right.
Absolutely. And if you're driving right now, listening especially, or you're listening in your kitchen on your Amazon Echo or Alexa, and just, you know, look at your kids today and realize how blessed you are that you were able to have a child and maybe not go through all of this stuff, and just remember that and just count your blessings, because you never know how hard it is for someone else and all they just want is a baby.
I got a little game I want to play here. It's really simple for you, Alex and Liv the Web Girl. I'm going to give you three character names. You tell me the show that they were on, okay? It could be a TV show. It could have been a cartoon. I'll ask Alex first and I'll ask Liv. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right, Alex, you're up first. The characters: Boomhauer, Bobby Hill, Hank Hill.
King of the Hill.
Boom, just like that.
I hate that show, but I do know the names.
Bop, damn it, bopper. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Liv the Web Girl, here's your names: Sheldon Cooper, Penny, Leonard.
Oh, Big Bang Theory.
Dang, we got some smarty pants up in here. Let's see if we can get Alex at this one. Rachel, Ross, and Monica.
Oh, yeah, I wonder what that's from.
Friends.
Boom. Hey, don't throw shade my way.
I've never seen it because I refuse to watch anything that is a laugh track in the background.
You're
but
crazy.
I hear everyone talk about it so much that you, like, know about the show.
Right.
All right, Liv the Web Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Gary, Miss Puff, and Patrick.
Oh, SpongeBob.
Alex like, I know it, I know it, I know it, I know, I know. Alex, you've got Blanche, Rose, and Dorothy.
I love this show.
Facts of Life.
No.
Liv.
Golden Girls.
Yes.
Yeah, that was it.
Okay. Let's see here. Liv the Web Girl, Al Borland, Wilson, and Tim Taylor.
Oh,
three? Two?
Wait, I don't know because one. I know. Oh, wait, I know it. Home Improvement.
Too late, though, but yes, that would have been right.
I didn't know that one.
Yep. Tim the Toolman Taylor. All right, Alex, good luck on this one. Oscar Martinez.
The Office.
I knew you'd get that one right there. Yes, Pam Beasley and Michael Scott make up The Office. Liv the Web Girl.
Yes.
Fez. Eric
Foreman.
Oh,
that 70s show.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I should have made this harder.
We're on fire.
Alex. Carrie Bradshaw.
Oh,
Sex
God.
In the City.
Oh, this is way too easy. I didn't know. Liv the Web Girl. Carlton.
Oh.
And Vivian and Will.
Yeah, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Okay. This last one, we'll decide who wins with this one, okay? Just yell the show, okay? Either one of you, just yell it when you're ready.
Okay.
But if you're wrong,
I think I know
you
what
lose.
It's going to be.
What do you think? If you, how about this? Tell me what you think it is, and if you're right, you win.
I think you're going to say Joe, Alex, and
I Liz. Think you are, too.
No, but that's a genius idea. Why don't I talk to you guys more about game ideas? No, it is not that. Joe. No, I'm kidding. Here we go. Yell it out. Melly Grant. Quinn.
Alex.
Alex is right! Alex wins right there.
I love TV so much. My dream one day, I will know that I have made it when I have a plasma, flat screen, beautiful 4K, whatever.
It'll be 5K by then.
10K TV above my bathtub.
See,
that is my dream.
I like reality television better. You should have had some reality TV stars in there.
See, there's always a critic. Always a critic. What is the craziest thing that you've run over? My friend was driving yesterday and could not avoid hitting and running over a baby stroller.
Ooh,
on the highway.
Yikes.
Thank God, no baby inside of it. But it's like, how did that baby stroller end up in one of the three lanes on a highway?
Ooh.
Like, how is that even possible?
Must have been in the bed of a truck.
That's what I'm assuming, because a lot of stuff could fly out of there. Maybe the wind pushed it out or something like that. I know one time I was driving on 465 when I first got here, almost 2 years ago. The company put me up real big time. I was staying at this fancy place called Extended Stay. Really, really nice. And it was right over by like 465 in Michigan. And somebody dropped, it looked like a bed, like their bed, their mattress and their box spring. And it was in the, it would have been in the slow lane, the right lane. And I almost clipped it because they didn't, I mean, first of all, it's terrible to dump it on the side of the road. But it was like right there in the first lane on the right side.
I've never had to swerve.
Never?
Never for something that
oh
big.
Oh my gosh.
But one time I did come across somebody's weave that had blown off that I ran over. And, you know, I've heard of people snatching wigs, but I didn't know it was like that.
Throwing it out there. 317-239-1009. I think between dodging potholes over here in Indy, there's just things that people, for whatever reason, they can't take it to a dumpster. They can't take it to a Goodwill. They're like, oh, I'll just throw this out here in the middle of the road. And that's so dangerous. Liv, have you ever had any experience, whether you've hit something or not, where it's come close, that was on the road or the highway?
Well, I've run over a cell phone, actually, and it was
cell phone.
Yes, and it was a friend's cell phone, and they
was
were not
it a
happy.
Samsung Galaxy?
Yeah.
Well, then it doesn't matter.
Oh, if it was an iPhone, it would be totally different. Is that what you're trying to say right there?
They seem to still be very upset about it.
All right. 317-239-1009. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Hannah.
Hannah, what did you run over?
So I was merging onto 465, and a flock of geese decided to fly in front of my car.
Wait, you hit a flock of geese?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. My gosh.
Hey, okay. I couldn't slow down because I was merging.
Oh, man. I bet you're, like, banned from going to Canada right now. They know what you did.
Probably. I feel like they all know what I did.
I mean, that's like the equivalent of the bald eagle, isn't it? Like if you did that to a bald eagle, I'd have you arrested.
I'm scared of geese.
I know. I'm scared of geese now, too.
Like, now they always know, like, oh, there she is. There's Amanda. Remember what she did to our cousin, Mikey? Hey, thank you, Amanda, for calling in today. Yeah, birds. Actually, you know what? I think I hit a bird one time, too. I feel so bad. And obviously, I'm sure people have hit dogs before. I'm kind of talking about, like, weird things that you hit. Like, you don't expect to hit, a gaggle of geese.
You know who else abuses animals? Serial killers.
Oh my God!
Thanks,
this is
Alex.
Turning really dark, really quick.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, who has hit this many animals, Joe?
Good morning, Joe and Alex. Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sandra.
Sandra, what happened? What'd you strike? What'd you run over?
Well, it was not me, but it was my close to 80-year-old mother. She was driving on 465, and a truck that was carrying porta potties.
Oh no.
And yeah, so one fell off, and luckily, I mean, she's pretty quick still, so yeah, she did not hit it, thank goodness.
I'm so worried. My grandma no longer drives. I don't think she's 78, but, and I'm not saying old people can't drive, but old people
can't
drive. Yeah, and I just get so worried. Like, a porta potty, that thing ain't gonna be an easy impact.
Ew.
That's gonna be a little messy. Good morning, Joe and Alex show. What did you run over?
I hit a spark plug a couple weeks ago that burst right through my tire, my rim. I had to get a new rim.
Where was this?
This was on 465.
That spark plug just popped up and hit me on the windshield over the weekend, and it cracked my windshield. It's the same spark plug.
I decided to call in because I thought it might be.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Do you think, guys, not to get all like conspiracy theory or anything, do you think somebody is purposely dropping things on 465 when they see Alex driving?
I think that they are trying to get Alex to move out of Indy and are just trashing her car until she finally has enough and moves.
Well, I'm going to have to leave Indy on a freaking boat because my car is about to be trashed.
Yeah, remind me not to fly. Let me know when you're going to the airport. I will avoid flying
that day. I cannot believe that is the same spark plug and it destroyed both of our cars. You and I need to get in on a lawsuit. We need the hammer or somebody that can help us.
Oh, the hammer, the local guy. You see the commercials. All right, I'm the hammer.
You know, if you want to open a, you know, a case, I'm down for it because I've spent like $500 on wheels this year on a brand new
car. Me too, brother.
So,
me too.
Okay, now I'm changing it. Maybe you're just a bad driver like Alex
no.
is.
That's what my dad says.
Hey, bud, thanks for calling. You're going to call the hammer right there, see what happens. If you couldn't get through, let us know on our social media. It's Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. You okay over there? I thought you were playing the guitar. What are you doing?
Scratching my belly.
I thought Alex was doing a little air guitar solo over there. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. Good morning. I hope you're having an awesome day. Now, listen, I'm not trying to bring the room down, but I just want people to know this show is like therapy to me, the Joe and Alex Show. And if you listen and you hear things, it's better than therapy. Listen, I think you need this too.
What is this challenge we're about to do? We have to sit and listen to your sad sob stories or what?
These, first of all, are not sad sob stories. I think they're stories that we all go through and keep them in. Because I think this, Alex, you come off really tough and like you're really like aggressive and abrasive.
No, I am an extremely insecure person. I think everybody hates me, which they do, so that doesn't help.
But you come off like, yeah, like whatever, bring it. But
it depends on who it is. If I really despise you, I'm like that. If I actually like you and value your soul, then I'll be nicer and I'll like walk around confrontation.
So with me then, I'm assuming you don't value my soul. Is that correct? Okay, good answer. No, this is something I tried with my therapist the other day because she wanted me to for about the past 2 months. She's like, Joe, I want you to try something because I have issues with my mom and my dad who passed away like 10 years
ago.
Here we go. Alex, please, because I think anybody listening right now,
okay,
it may not be your mom or dad. It doesn't have to be somebody that's dead. They could be alive. Anything. It could be
half dead.
It could be even your coworker, your boss. I think if you do this technique that I tried, I think it'll help you.
All right, let's try it.
All right, it's called the empty chair technique. And the idea, Alex, is to sit in a chair, and obviously if there's another chair in your area, then I guess you can just imagine it. But maybe you're on your couch and you look as if the person's sitting next to you, like mm-hmm. I'm looking at Alex right now, and you talk to that person that you have an issue with or that you need to resolve things with. For this exercise, I could not for 2 months write a letter to my mom telling her how I felt, like things I was angry about, things that I wish would have happened, regrets, different things like that.
She would have gotten rid of all those birds.
That could be one thing. And I don't want to dog my mom out, so I'm going to reveal a bit of this. But, Alex, it was so weird at first. And I was like, this is stupid because my mom's not there. It's just an empty chair, and there's another person in the room looking at me mm-hmm. when you're doing this whole exercise called the empty chair technique. But as I went on and I finally started opening up, I kind of just got into the zone, like, and I could envision my mom being there.
The floodgates were opened.
Alex, I was snotting up. I was crying out of my eyes. Like, my eyes started to burn. I was crying so much.
And so depressing.
I know, but I didn't even realize how many things, and I feel so guilty. You can't feel guilty. You just have to say it. Things that I was mad at my mom for. Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm not, but it's how I felt. And it goes all the way back. This is like the bottom line we summed up. I know my mom provided for me. We definitely were at least middle class, even though like my mom struggled and worked overtime all the time and my dad was around. But I, for whatever reason, still feel like my mom loved everybody else but never cared about me. That goes back to my brother when she would do everything for him when he had his addiction and stole money from her and stole her medicine and her painkillers, to taking care of all these piece of crap guys. I'm like, what about me? Or my mom working all the time, maybe taking care of her patients. And some of that's real. Some of that's just how I feel. But I got so much deeper than that. And once again, I haven't even told my mom this stuff yet, so I feel a little awkward on the air. But I also want to share it because I'm hoping somebody else will try it. You can Google it. It's called the empty chair technique. But it's something that will help you get those things out because, God, my mom's been on my mind so much. I haven't talked to my mom in about a month and a half, 2 months. I had a dream that she died the other night, and that's
God.
We have dreams, Alex.
So sad.
But that's what I'm saying. Don't look at it that way. Don't look at it as like a sad negative thing. I think this is a growing positive thing to feel better because right now I need to call my mom. I've been composing my thoughts, but...
Oh, we're not doing that on the air, are we?
Actually, yes, we are.
No, we are not.
No, I'm kidding. No, we're not calling
her
now.
Here I thought the empty chair technique was going to be some elaborate psychological lap dance.
Oh, I thought it was going to be like a squat. I thought we were going to be squatting.
Girls, we're going to work on those glutes. Let's do the empty chair in one, in two, in three, in four. Get that booty to the floor. It's the empty chair technique. The empty chair technique.
Rock hard.
Ooh, yeah. Smack that booty. So, you don't have to say who, but be real.
Yeah.
Do you have anybody you think that would apply for you that you could try the empty chair technique?
I mean, I feel like I have like a laundry list.
God, I have one big one. Selena Gomez. Where has the album been? Where?
Yeah, that's a good point.
We're like 2 years late. You gave us two singles, teased us, and then never dropped the album. Right. We're waiting.
Well, if you're going to apply to artists, then listen. Eminem, hey, it's Joe. Listen, dude, I support
no,
you all the time.
No, it's Dan. Where's the letter
sorry. Hey. Eminem, it's Joe. You know, DJ Papa Pesh from when I used to be a DJ back in the day. What happened, man? My name is Slim Shady was the bomb. But this latest stuff, I'm just not feeling it. Hey, man, I know a lot of people like the president and a lot of people don't, but I don't want you to be political. I want you to talk about two trailer park girls going around the outside.
That's right.
Around the outside.
Amen.
I want you to tell people that, you know, you're spitting in my onion ring. That's what I want to know about.
Go off, sis.
Okay. I feel better now. Does everybody feel good?
Everyone feels
great.
Yeah,
I still want to know which Spice Girl Eminem wants to impregnate, though. He never answered that.
He never did.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
Liam Payne is the former One Directioner who was spotted getting up and close and very personal behind the scenes of the VMAs with Rita Ora, even though they're both in relationships. So Liam and Rita were spotted backstage dancing and chatting very closely to each other. There's a video of Liam with his arms draped over Rita's shoulders as she stood in front of him. They were even seen whispering in each other's ears as they swayed to the music. They didn't kiss, but they were whispering.
I'm going to pretend to make out with you with my mind. Oh, yes, I just gave you the French kiss.
Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt have reached an interim custody arrangement in their heated custody battle over their six kids, and it may be over. Sources say Jolie and Pitt have had planned custody hearings, but it's no longer needed because they reached a custody arrangement. The arrangement was agreed upon by both parties after it was recommended by their custody evaluator, but there aren't any specifics on the agreement yet. And Bristol Palin's 9-year-old son, Tripp, will make his reality TV debut on Dancing with the Stars Juniors.
Oh, look at him. He's amazing. He's doing the cha-cha slide.
Do you think they do the Fortnite challenge dance?
Oh, yeah. Is that the dance, the Fortnite one? Okay, where it's like they do
it
with their hand? Okay,
it's like the hand and the foot kicking, which I cannot do.
We should attempt to do that on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram in a little bit.
Sure, we can do that, but I look like an absolute idiot. An idiot. Just like Honey Boo Boo, my favorite reality star of all time, and Scottie Pippen's kid, Tripp, will get paid $50,000 just for signing up to do the show. He can make a bunch of money if he survives, and up to $100,000 if he survives.
What are they gonna, is this Survivor? Are they killing him now?
Yeah, what's up with that?
$50,000 or death. I would just skip the money, kid.
Dance in this pit of snakes. He can get up to $130,000 total if he makes it to the finale, and according to Tripp's contract, he is allowed to appear in episodes of Teen Mom while competing on Dancing with the Stars. So, yes, that's all I cared about.
Jeez, 50 grand. I wish I made that in a year.
I cannot wait for that. Cannot wait for that. And also, Michelle Obama told a really heartwarming story about her dad.
I grew up in a household where voting was just something you did. And my father, who had multiple sclerosis, I remember going to the polling place with him and how much effort it took for him to park his car, to get his crutches, to walk into the church basement in our local neighborhood where he voted, and to stand there holding himself up, making sure he cast his ballot. I would watch my dad vote and think, wow, what a special responsibility that must be, and must be something important for him to take this much time out and push himself to get to the polling place.
I think that is such an important story just because we do have the midterm elections coming up in only a couple months. If you have not registered to vote, it is so incredibly easy to do. Do that because the midterm elections are arguably actually more important, I would say, than a presidential election.
Oh,
so please vote. Please, please vote. And I thought that was a great anecdote there and story from Michelle Obama about her own dad and how even with those circumstances, he still realized the importance that we have as American citizens to go out and vote. So that is the garbage.
Thank you, Alex. And you bring up a good point, too. Maybe ask, you know, somebody that's a little bit older, whether it's your neighbor, your grandma and grandpa, like,
if they need help getting to the polls.
Unless they're not agreeing with the way you're going to vote, then don't take
them.
Yeah. Don't take them. If grandma's voting for another candidate, you're like, you know what, grandma, that's it. You're not allowed to vote anymore. Thank you, Alex. The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. Turn up your radio and please sing along.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A man in Nashville is accused of attacking his ex-girlfriend with a biscuit after seeing her with a new man. Whoopsh. Police say Jeffrey Tomlin saw his ex-girlfriend in a car with her new boy toy, then used a biscuit to strike her in the face. Here's the actual news report.
He's then accused of charging at the car, punching the hood, causing damage to the vehicle, then yelling that he would kill them both.
I'll kill you!
Yelling some racial slurs.
Whoa, not cool.
During his arrest, officers say Tomlin kept banging his head on the police cruiser. He was taken over to the General Hospital. He checked out. Obviously a very strange situation. He is now in the Metro Jail, charged with assault, and no word on how badly that victim was injured by the biscuit.
You know what the most upsetting part of this story is?
A wasted biscuit?
It's not the racial slurs. It's not even the wasted biscuit. It's the fact that no guy has ever been willing to go to that length for me. Where's my guy banging his head on a police cruiser and throwing a biscuit because he's so upset that I'm leaving him?
You know, I'm sorry it's so tough for you to not have that in your life.
My best friend Brooke steals biscuits from Cracker Barrel every single time we go, and then out in the parking lot attacks me with biscuits and now only refers to me as Biscuit Face.
Wow.
All right. You learn something new every day there about Liv the Web Girl. A 26-year-old named Thomas in Glasgow, Scotland. I've been there for my honeymoon. Got hammered earlier this month and then took a cab to his parents' house to sleep. The house, though, was unlocked and he passed out right on the couch. Only here's the problem. It wasn't his parents' house. They moved out of that house 2 years ago, and somehow he was so drunk he didn't remember that.
Oh, gosh, I was going to say they moved and didn't tell him?
That's even worse, right? I feel like that's what my family would have done. Luckily for him, the people who lived there didn't actually call the cops when they found him. They actually gave him a ride and sent him a picture that they took of him on the couch, which he put on Facebook. I think that's so cool, because they're so cool in Ireland. In America, we're like, hey, there's a guy on our couch!
Yep.
Then they throw a biscuit at him. And our final Dummy of the Day story today, this is how you ruin a good thing. Don't be a dummy. A woman named Naomi lost her internship with NASA because of language she used on Twitter.
Oh, I saw this.
What do you think?
She's an idiot.
The girl tweeted, "Everyone, shut the F up. I got accepted for a NASA scholarship." Former NASA engineer and October Sky author Homer Hickman replied to her, "Language?" Naomi replied, "Suck my D and my boobs."
Good grief.
"I'm working at NASA." Hickman is part of the newly created National Space Council User Advisory Group, but said he didn't have anything to do with the woman losing her internship. He actually said the woman reached out to him and apologized for her language after talking. Hickman said that she deserves a spot still in the aerospace industry and is working to help her get a new internship.
I don't think so. That is unbelievably unprofessional. That is one of the most prestigious places to work in the world. NASA? I don't think she should get her job back. You do?
That's absolutely
insane to speak like that.
I can't get over a girl who will talk like that. Suck my D and my... Come on.
Horrible.
What girl says that?
Yeah, exactly. Why would you want her working for your corporation?
I don't know. Maybe what is President Trump want to create? The Space Force?
Yes.
Maybe she can apply for an internship there or something
like
that.
Maybe she could.
Like, oh, hey, Martians, suck planet Earth.
Yeah. She'd be great. Put her on the front lines.
Yeah, her and the president would get along very well.
Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
If you like chicken nuggets, then you gotta sing along. If you like chicken nuggets, this is your favorite song. If you like chicken nuggets, then you gotta sing along. If you like chicken nuggets, this
everybody,
is your
let's
favorite
go.
Song.
Chicken nuggets, yeah. Chicken nuggets, yeah. Chicken nuggets, yeah.
Chicken nuggets.
Alex, this is good news for your little ear holes that your mom occasionally cleans. Has your boyfriend, the Egyptian, started cleaning your ears yet or no?
No, I haven't trained him on that.
If you don't know, Alex here on the Joe and Alex Show has a phobia of things going into your ears.
It
like
just
you can't do it.
It scares me. I get anxiety at trying to clean my own ears. Like, I hate the feeling. I feel like I'm going to rupture my eardrum or something. So it freaks me out. I can't do it. So my mom does it.
Her mom does it for her. So see, little something right there. Well, this is good news for you. McDonald's in Japan, maybe it'll come to America, I bet it will, is going to soon start selling McNuggets by the bucket.
Whoa.
Look at this right here, Alex. It looks just like kind of a KFC thing right there. It looks like a giant-ass bucket of 48 chicken nuggets. Now, they're partnering up over here in Japan with a J-pop group. They're called NGT48. And there's actually, it looks like, 27 girls in this girl singing group. How do you have 27 microphones? Could somebody explain that to me?
That's amazing.
But it's going on there now. 48 chicken nuggets in a bucket. Let's just be gluttonous and fatties for a second. What would you love to have a giant bucket full of something if some place get... You okay over there? What was that? Sorry. I try not to get all in focus, but Liv just
an
armpit sniff.
I just did a BO check.
Are you okay?
I'm good.
That was awkward.
Wow.
Ew, stop.
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, my.
Sometimes you have to check it out.
I never do because I don't stink.
So, Alex, obviously, I assume that's it. Would you just want a giant bucket of chicken nuggets then?
Yeah. That's how God is real. We know that now because of this.
Dear Jesus.
And on the seventh day, God created a chicken nugget bucket.
Chicken nugget bucket. Chicken nugget bucket.
What if you could get a bucket of oysters? I know you love oysters. Like, they have to be specially sealed.
Yes. But see, the thing is if you piled a bunch of oysters in a bucket, then the juice, the liqueur, would come out.
Yeah, you'd have to have plastic
seal. You have to have it
sealed.
You have to have it on a flat plate with ice. That's why they do that that.
I think I'd love to have a giant bucket of tater tots.
You like tater tots?
I hate tater tots.
I think tater tots are so overrated.
I don't like them.
Yeah,
you know what?
Me neither.
That's my least favorite part about a certain fast food place breakfast that they do tater tots. I'm like, I love everything about your breakfast. My favorite fast food breakfast, but I just wish that there was a different option than tater tots.
How do you hate on tater tots? What about you, Liv? What would you want? A giant bucket of something?
Probably avocado.
What?
God, that's so lame.
Okay, or
you're just gonna eat avocado
olives?
After?
When are you gonna tell us about your eating disorder?
Yeah, no kidding. We're not judging, but holy crap!
Or a big bucket of green olives.
Gross.
Does Jewel Daddy know that you have this issue?
That is so vile. That is just sad. That is
you took a great story and just ruined it.
You really hate yourself.
Yeah, well, how long has this been going on?
You should get the number of Joe's therapist.
Yeah, Julie, I'm going to put you in touch with Live the Web Girl. Hang
I'm
on right
crying.
Now. I'm puking. That is disgusting and sad. You can decide who is the best hype dancer. That's the one dance move kind of a lot of kids do on Fortnite. And I think overwhelmingly the audience agrees it's me.
Actually, spoiler alert, I think the audience agrees it's none of us.
Oh, really?
We're all garbage.
Wow. Well, that kind of hurts my soul a little bit. All right, check it out right there. Joe and Alex Show on Instagram. Alex, Live the Web Girl, myself, Joe. Let's say goodbye.
Bye.